The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, August 23, 2022. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel led the decoration ceremony on Monday on the occasion of the 62nd anniversary of the Cuban Women Federation, FMC. According to a national television report in the Protocol Hall of El Laguito in Havana, the president awarded the Mariana Grajales Order to five women representatives of various spheres of the country's political, economic, and social life. Other members of the presidency awarded the Ana Betancourt Order to 20 women in recognition of their revolutionary trajectory and merits in the work of the women's organization created on August 23, 1960. A dozen of MNC members with relevant work deserved the distinction of August 23, the founding date of the FMC, for having accumulated 20 or more years of uninterrupted performance with outstanding results in the assigned tasks. Among them were women radio broadcasters on the centennial of Cuban radio. The report said that the FMC, 62 years after its foundation, is honored to have worthy representatives who have contributed to the work of the revolution through their daily activities. The Cuban Ministry of Public Health reported today that 48 people with COVID-19 were detected in the last few hours, one in intensive care and none who died as a result of the pandemic. In the molecular biology laboratories, 1,491 samples were analyzed to discover the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus. Of the 322 active cases in the country, 321 have a stable clinical evolution, while one patient remains in serious condition in intensive care. According to the official report, the total number of deaths remains at 8,530. Cuban authorities announced that as of this Tuesday, August 23, the sale of foreign currency by the state would begin. In an appearance on the radio program Mesa Redonda, Deputy Prime Minister Alejandro Gil Fernandez said that at this moment, the sale will be made only to individuals and that the change facilities, Cadeca, will initially be in charge of carrying out this operation. For this purpose, 37 change facilities have been set up on the island. The measure follows up on the purchase of foreign currency initiated at the beginning of the month. With the announcement, the exchange market is fully established, granting greater purchasing capacity to the Cuban peso. Gil Fernandez also recalled that this Tuesday marks the first 20 days of the implementation of the purchase of foreign currency at an exchange rate of 1 per 120, and the results achieved correspond to the initial design. And in the international agenda, we have that the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, and the Central American Educational and Cultural Coordination evaluated in Panama ways to promote nutrition in public schools. Through video conference, representatives of the FAO delegation in this capital and the entity of the Central American Integration System studied issues related to food nutrition in a seminar with the participation of officials from the Ministry of Education. The exchange highlighted good practices in this area by several nations in the region and new tools developed by FAO. According to experts, the Latin American region faces the challenge of combating malnutrition in all its forms, since 56.5 million people on the continent do not have access to adequate food, including 5 million children under 5 years of age have growth retardation. They also specified that some 4 million infants are overweight, which in the case of school children represents between 20 and 40% of that population. The FAO nutrition officer Israel Rios explained that they work around principles such as achieving food and nutritional security and the human right to adequate food as part of the contributions to the fulfillment of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. Meanwhile, the Minister of Defense of El Salvador, René Merino Monroy, highlighted the struggle that the country is developing to face the challenges of drug trafficking and violence in the streets. In an appearance on a morning program on Channel 21 of local television, the Vice Admiral said that the Naval Force, in more than 3 years of implementing the Territorial Control Plan, seized 24.63 tons of drugs, valued at $528.03 million. The headline valued the actions of the last weekend that made it possible to intercept 2 shipments of 4.1 tons of cocaine that were transferred from Colombia to Mexico by traffickers of Ecuadorian and Colombian nationalities. Between January 1st and August 22, 2022, the Naval Force seized 8,680 kilos of cocaine with a market value of $280 million, according to the Ministry of National Defense. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.